Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Drop a Deuce podcast. My name is Daniel Keenis. I am here with my co-host, Frank Todd. Frank, how you doing today?
You know, Daniel, I'm doing all right. It's a weekend. I don't have to work. I get Monday off for the 4th of July. So, you know, I can't really complain.
Honestly, I respect that. Basically, all of my days have been off. So I've just been watching.
Yeah, You're a college student. You're not working class guy like me.
Not yet.
Holy shit, he just crushed that ball. Oh, it was foul. I'm watching the Mets. I got the Yankees Mets on one TV, and I got Medvedev Chilich on another screen, and James McCann just hit the living shit out of a ball, but it was foul.
Oh, well, at least he tried. I respect it.
So I know this wasn't planned to talk about first, but I want to say this because I thought about it earlier. On the Euros here, I think it's universally agreed upon that Denmark making the finals would be the greatest story in sports in a while.
Wait, why do you say making the finals? Why not winning it?
Because I have money on Italy to win the finals, so I don't want them to win.
So you want the gods to have a great story and then lose.
Yes, I want them to make it all the way to the finals and then lose to Italy.
I hope they win it. I think that would be so funny.
I think the great story was them being the runner-up. Because, you know, they lost the game, first game.
And then they're just like the people's champion, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. They lost the first game, so it's only fitting they lose the last game.
So they're like the Rocky of the UEFA champions. Yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, they can win next time like Rocky did.
Yeah, like you can win next time, just but not when Frank loses $10.
Sorry, it's $25.
25? Holy shit. Probably won like 100. I think
Italy wins a lot. Now? No, England's the favorite.
England? I thought England sucked at football.
They do suck, but they're going to still make it far because they play no one. Oh, all the good teams were in one side of the bracket. I mean, you had Belgium, who's ranked like number 2 in the world, and everyone thought I'd get a chance to win. You had France and you had Spain.
Yeah, but France got out real fast. Wait, France lost to Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I love Swiss football. I don't know why.
They don't have Zlatan anymore. They don't have Zlatan anymore, so why does anyone care about them? No Zlatan, no care.
Dude, I remember when he came to the US and he just fucking blew everything up for like a week.
Dude, I was watching a TikTok today about him. Where they were showing an interview, and they're talking about some other guy who I can't remember his name now, but some other guy who plays on the other team in LA, and how he's like one of the best players in MLS because he's leading the league in scoring. So the reporter goes, "Hey, Zlatan, do you think this guy is better than you? You know, he leads the league in scoring, this and that." And Zlatan goes, "Okay, how old is he?" Reporter, "He's 29. Okay, so when I was 29, where was I playing? And where is he playing? Yeah, he's not as good as me." And it's just such a great answer.
Is he just a dick?
He's a very confident dick, but that's what makes him lovable and funny. Here's the thing: unlike Djokovic, when he's a dick, he says really, really funny things because he's so confident.
Djokovic is just a dick. I feel like Djokovic, and this is actually a good transition. Djokovic is like the most hated person on tour.
And, I mean, Djokovic is probably the most hated athlete. Who, besides the criminals, he's probably the most hated athlete.
What about, like, LeBron James?
I think the hate for Djokovic is, okay, it's probably close, but I mean,
LeBron James is, okay, this is actually really interesting comparison. So I would call Djokovic LeBron James and Federer Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's – but then the only reason I say you can't do this actually is because then who's Rafa?
Rafa's Kobe.
But here's the thing is Rafa's clearly in the discussion with those two. And I'm sorry, Kobe is a great player, but no one says Kobe is the greatest of all time.
I don't think Rafa's the GOAT.
But Rafa has more of a claim to it than Kobe does.
I mean, I guess he has 20 Grand Slams, but like 14 of them are at the French Open. So he's the greatest clay court player of all time.
I think then if you want to go anything off that, the more ample production is probably Bill Russell, who's one of the greatest players of all time. He has the most titles of all time, But he, and this is coming from a Celtics fan, by the way. He won it in a time when there wasn't a lot of talent in the NBA, so it's a little different.
But that means he could be the most dominant.
Yes, but I think that's the best comparison if you're going to do anyone. Because, I mean, it's the title aspect is the exact same. All Rafa's come at, most of Rafa's come at the French Open. Most of Bill Russell's come at a weaker time in the NBA. But they're still considered to be one of the all-time greats because they're so fucking talented.
He's just
but their titles have an asterisk next to it, kind of.
Yeah, you can't win 12 or 13 French Open titles. And I guess he has 19, he has 20?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's 14 French.
14 fucking French Opens. Jesus Christ. That's absurd.
But, I mean, Federer's won a lot of Wimbledons. He's not nearly as dominant as Rafa.
Well, yeah, French, so you could say the same thing about Novak. He's won, like, 8 Australian Open titles.
That's the thing, though, is he's also won a lot of U.S. Opens, and that's why it's a little different, is if you look at the surface they dominate, Federer and Nadal should almost be more impressive because they dominate on a surface where there's only one major a year, and Djokovic dominates where there's two, so Djokovic odds of winning one are higher since his best surface gets 2 chances a year.
Well, I think Djokovic has also won both Grand Slams, all the Grand Slams twice.
I think so, too, but my point still stands. He's more dominant hardcore player. In fact, I think we need a fourth surface for the Australian Open to be play on.
And we need I think the Australian Open should be indoors. And that is a stance I've been on for a while. Because it's 100 million degrees out there. They have so many arenas in Melbourne and like that general area. They could easily make an indoor slam.
Let's build a floating platform off the ocean.
Or maybe support it with something that's not floating, but
no,
that's floating. A great idea.
Floating.
Just throw sand on everything.
Yeah, and then you can see players diving to the ocean to get a ball.
Or it'd be like the Hunger Games, and you keep hitting, and it's like everything is on a tower. It's just last man standing.
A battle to the death. Who would win a battle? Oh, you know, no, I'm not getting that sidetracked. Let's go talk Wimbledon.
Wait, battle to the death and what?
I was going to say, who would win a battle to the death in the ATP Tour?
Is it no guns or like guns or like any weapons or just hand-to-hand combat?
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand. Well, let's see who wouldn't win. I don't think Medvedev would win.
No, he's a little too small.
I think that Federer would probably lose because he's getting a little old. I don't think I don't think would win.
It's got to be one of these, like, 8-foot guys because they're just so much bigger than everyone.
Ivo Karlovic wouldn't win. Steve Johnson couldn't beat anybody up.
Opelka, Isner, Fukovic, all these, like, guys, like, 9 feet tall and have big arms. Got to be the winners, right?
Honestly, Kyrgios could.
I think Kyrgios wouldn't care enough. He'd be like, yeah, bro, kill me.
No, Kyrgios looks like he can throw a punch.
I don't know. He can throw a verbal punch.
I mean, let's see. Wawrinka could. I feel like Wawrinka's like...
Medvedev's going to lose this match. He looks terrible.
He looks so bad.
I'm about to lose $50 on Medvedev.
Oh, no.
That's not good for my week.
I'm trying to think. It would be... who else? Tsitsipas looks like he could... He could honestly. If he
all right, no, no, no. We're talking about the Wimbledon. We're talking about Wimbledon.
What about like?
No, Daniel.
Diego Schwartzman looks like he could just like beat the fuck out of anybody if he really wanted to.
No, Diego does not look like that at all.
He's like a little. He's a scrapper. He would make the top 10%. I think he would. I think he would beat up a few people.
I think he would get on early because he'd be the guy who tries to do too much, too quickly.
No, if you're gonna win the battle of the death, you have to calm down. You have to start making alliances early on.
All right, now we're done talking about this. This was a bad idea.
No, because how would this work? So if we get like the top 100 guys,
Daniel,
it would literally just
be Daniel. No,
so you have to make alliances early on. If it's complete hand to hand combat, then I wonder if you would. I think it would go by like nation. So I think all the U.S. guys would make the little thing, and then like France and all them would, and basically it would be like
Chelsea just broke him at. off. All right, we're focusing on the actual sport here. We're done with the death.
But if you're gonna go about who would win a top 100 player Grand Slam, you'd have to go by what country could beat up the other country. Because if that happens, then one person who might be doing something well, and like might be pretty strong, could get absolutely annihilated because no one else in his other country would do that.
Daniel.
You'd have to think Daniel. Russia. You would have to think Daniel. Russia with Kachanov and Medvedev and Aslan Karatsev looks like he could beat up anybody.
Can we please stop talking about this?
So honestly, if I'm going through the predictions in my mind, I think Kachanov comes out on top. Because I think Russia would win, and then I think
you done yet?
Well, yeah. Do you agree with how?
No, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let's talk real tennis.
No, Karen Kachanov.
It was joking, and you took it way too long.
No, I just made it reality. I'm telling you who would win.
We talked about it way too long.
We've been talking about this for 10 minutes.
Yes, that was 10 minutes more than it should be.
No, but that was actually, I think that was a pretty good case. I think I explained all my points very easily. And it was a 2 to 3 step process.
But you didn't, because the problem is, we're talking about this for 30 more seconds and then we're done. The problem is, Russia wouldn't win because Spain and Italy outnumber everyone 2-1. So they would be the last one on sheer numbers because they could just gang up on everybody.
Ooh, then it would be a Spanish guy. And who comes out of Spain?
Probably like a Batista Gut.
I think Rafa's the most built out of all of them. So Rafa could
also. No, they turn on Rafa right away to get rid of him because no one wants Rafa to win. That would be boring.
Yeah, right? Because ESPN. This is Daniel, probably on ESPN too.
Daniel, we're talking Wimbledon.
Okay.
All right. Now that nonsense is over,
Davidovich Fokina could.
We're Daniel no more. We're talking real fucking Wimbledon now.
Okay, fine.
So my takeaway is there were a lot of upsets, man. There were a lot of upsets.
There have been a lot. I mean, I guess if you look at the draws, it is all like the big names, I guess, are still in. Like they're doing fine. But there were a lot of just completely random people. Like even Andy Murray shouldn't have made it through like the first two rounds.
Well, I mean, fuck. Let's talk about this. Americans pulled off a bunch of upsets. I mean, we had Tiafoe taking out Tsitsipas. We had Kudla. Let's say Kudla.
Oh, we are actually Kudla too.
I mean, well,
Kudla.
Yeah, but not as big of one. Korda took out Demon Noir.
Korda's taken out two seeds. Like he's not had an easy draw.
No, he's about to take out a third one.
No, he's gonna take out. I think he'll beat Kachanov.
I think he does too. Kachanov's not that good.
And then he makes it to a fucking major quarterfinal.
I mean, he probably loses in straight to Djokovic, but hey.
I think he might make it to a tiebreaker.
I don't think he loses badly. I just think he loses in straight. It might be 6-5-3.
I would bet on him to cover. Well, actually, honestly, I wouldn't. It all depends. What, I think the line there would honestly be like 8.
Yeah, it'd probably 3-3-2.
So it'd be 3-3-4. I think that sounds about right. It might be 8-8.5.
And then, I mean, other than that, it's been a pretty standard tournament. I mean, the guys you expect to win, like Djokovic and Federer, are dominating for the most part.
I felt like there were a lot of upsets on the seeded sides, but not really that many in the unseeded matches. I feel like all the unseeded matches kind of went the way that we expected.
It was the low 20s guys all went out. Which
dude, the low 20s guys, when are we going to learn that people 20 to 32 are basically the exact same as people 40 to 50? Like, they are identical. Like, the 50th player in the world can beat the 20th player in the world any day of the week.
Casper Ruud being 12th in the world and losing in the first round still doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Dude, I've never watched a Casper Ruud match in my life.
Casper Ruud existing is a shock to a lot of people.
Like, I've never seen – I'm sure he's great, but I, like, haven't watched a single match of his. Because he's never on. He's always going to be on, like, ESPN Plus or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's the same thing with who's the other one? I was stunned at how high they were ranking. It was Hurkacz.
when Hurkacz I saw is like 14.
Yeah. These guys are two of the top 15 players in the world, and like I think the average person doesn't know what their name is.
No, Hurkacz. He's also horrible. Herbert. He doesn't give a fuck.
And yet he's in the round of 16.
How the fuck does that happen?
I tell you this. This is the weirdest round of 16 in a major in a while. I mean, if you look at it, yeah, you're pretty standard stuff. You have Djokovic, Garin, Rublev.
Garin even. I forget he exists.
Garin's a top 10, but yeah, Garin's top 20. That's not as surprising.
Garin, I guess he does. Misses. He does pretty well on clay. I'll get that.
Yeah, Garin still makes runs. But then, I mean, you go look and you have Korda, Fuchsovics, Vashka, who people probably didn't know existed.
I've bet against him in like every single match.
I know. Oh, I've bet on him every single match this tournament so far. I've made a lot.
Well, no, like I didn't really bet this Wimbledon, but like normally it was like last year, like 2 years ago, whenever I saw his name, I'd be like, I don't think he's going to win.
Let's go see live rankings. See what he moved up to. He's got to move up pretty far. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of points to defend, and he's a 70s guy who made it to the round of 16.
Wait, where does Korda move to if he gets to the quarterfinals?
You look that up while I try to find Vashka. I'm not as good with this website as you are.
I've been addicted to this website for years.
So Vashka's moved up to 63. He's moved up 7 spots.
Okay. So right now, so Karen Khachanov is 28 in the world. Karen Khachanov is worse than Daniel Evans, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah, dude. Wow. Okay. So if Sebastian Korda 16-25, that's kind of fucked. So he's 46 in the world right now. If Sebastian Korda wins his next round, he moves to 40th.
Okay, it's still a good move though.
I feel like if you make a quarterfinal, I guess the points get increasingly more. The
problem you gotta look at too, though, is a lot of the guys who are just above him are still in it. Like Fuchsovics is 44 in the world.
Cilic is 38.
Cilic is 38. Who probably gonna be? He's probably gonna beat Medvedev.
Yeah, he's up. He has add to get to 3-1 right now.
Yeah, he's up a set in a break. So I mean, that's really good for him.
Karen Khachanov, Lorenzo Sonego. I forget he's so high. Christian Garin, Hubert, Hurkacz, number 16. Fuck that. Alex Pubinar, I forget, is 15 in the world, too.
The 14 through 17 should make me laugh for some reason. Casper Ruud, Pubinar, Hurkacz, and Garin. I just laugh when I see that for some reason.
Those are all just like memes. I can't believe they're a thing.
Casper, what country is Hurkacz from?
I keep forgetting Denis Shapovalov is 10 in the world.
Yeah, he doesn't do a lot, but he's like kind of.
He's always
there.
Getting stuck to quarterfinals. I guess he's still in the round of 16 at Wimbledon. I guess that makes it better. Let's see.
Hubert Hurkacz, not Herbert. I'm an idiot.
Hubert.
So he's 24 years old and he's from Poland. Is he the only Polish professional tennis player?
No.
Iga Świątek. Who?
Iga Świątek.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about men's side. Because we're focusing on the men's draw. I was focusing on them, but yeah.
Yeah, no, she's fucking balling out. Poland actually is. There's got to be another Polish person.
I don't think there's another Poland. Let's see if Poland.
There's one who I'm thinking of. I don't know where he would be ranked.
Poland Davis Cup team.
Majdrak is 109. I think that's the next one.
List of Poland Davis Cup representatives.
Oh, okay. Dennis Novak is Austrian.
Oh no, Austrian. Yeah. I was like, well, I don't want the debut. This is not helping me at all.
The Swiss national team is literally Wawrinka, Federer, and Henry Laxinen. That's kind of a meme.
That's a good team, though, dude.
I know.
David, when is the next Davis Cup? Why haven't they played it since 2018?
Isn't it every 4 years?
No, there was 25th. There was one they've played every year from 2010 to 2018, and then they just stopped playing.
Davis Cup 2021. Can't believe it's 2021. Yeah, it's Thursday.
Yeah, I'm talking about Poland. Poland hasn't had a team since 2018.
Okay, sorry, I got a phone call.
Poland has a team every year from 2010 to 2018, and then their Wikipedia stops. I'm trying to figure out what is happening.
Maybe that just didn't make it.
Come on, they have to be super bad not to make it. What stage of the group are we at?
Of what?
I'm looking at group stages for the Davis Cup right now. The finals are November 25th. We're at the qualifiers. Okay. Ooh, Croatia beat India. Hungary beat Belgium. Hungary beat Belgium?
Belgium has Goffin. Who else?
No, Goffin's German. That's where I messed up.
No, Goffin's Belgium.
Well, if he's Belgium, he's not playing in Davis Cup.
Yeah, he's probably, obviously not. He's probably busy.
There are good people who play in Davis Cup.
There's some. Davis Cup is honestly high school tennis.
Schroof and Kohlschreiber played for Germany, and they're top players.
Did you just call John Leonard Struff and Philip Kohlschreiber amazing yes. players?
No, I said top players, actually.
They're not top. They're like mid.
I was giving them compliments. Italy's had to have one of their top 10 players. Yeah, okay. Oh, no. Only Fognini. You know, Sonego?
Sonego's like 30.
Okay, Italy has their players. Italy has four of their top 100 players doing it.
Yeah, but like all like the top 10 players, they might not do it. I don't think it's worth their time.
See who played for America. Ooh, Riley Opelka beat Dennis Istomin.
Jesus.
Taylor Fritz beat someone whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. The Bryan brothers.
The Bryan brothers are still playing?
The Bryan brothers are still playing.
What the fuck?
Tommy Paul played and beat Istomin 3-0.
Dude, Dennis Istomin sucks.
Oh my god, that was really funny. All right. Well, that was our Davis Cup look. Let's talk a little women's Wimbledon before I keep talking about Davis Cup for the next like 3 hours. Because
I think there are two stories I want to talk about on the women's side.
Serena getting hurt.
I mean, obviously, like, well, I think that's actually a side tangent that we could talk about. Like, I think so many players have gotten hurt because of how slippery the grass is.
I think that's what happened to Kyrgios today, honestly.
No, same thing happened with Yimmer and Mannarino and Serena. All four of them just sort of slipping on this grass. I mean, I guess it's going to have a data. I guess it has been raining a lot and it's pretty humid. I guess I understand that, but like I thought grass court shoes had spikes on them. I guess not.
I don't know, but everyone's been slipping and falling.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty interesting. And then also Coco Gauff could win the entire thing.
I don't know, man. No, who won the French Open?
Kryshkova or whatever.
I literally watched her play this morning. Why can't I not remember?
Starts with a K.
Hang on. I literally bet on her and watched her play like an hour ago.
It's like Kryshkova.
Yeah, Kryshkova. That's, I think, the pronunciation we're going with here. She looks really good right now.
This is also her first Wimbledon main draw, which is kind of...
This is also her first grass court tournament of the season. She didn't play anything in between the French and Wimbledon.
I wouldn't either. If I just made $2 million, I'd go on a boat cruise.
Well, she also won both singles and doubles, so I imagine she was
She hasn't lost a tennis match in like a month.
Yeah, imagine she was a little tired. She's the one seed in doubles. She just hasn't started yet, too. I mean, Jesus.
Dude, also, speaking of women's doubles, I was watching highlights of Su Wei Shea last night. So, you know, like the girl who just only hits like drop shots and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, her highlights are absurd. She just toys with people. It's so funny. Like there's this highlights of her running around Osaka, and I couldn't help but laugh.
Okay, so sorry, back to Davis Cup for 30 seconds because I finally figured it out. So the USA is ranked as the fifth in the world in Davis Cup, apparently. It goes Spain, Canada, which is not surprising because I'm guessing Canada has, let's confirm my suspicions real quick. Where can I see the roster? Why can't I not find the roster on here?
Canada's going to have Shapovalov, FAA.
Oh, no. Hang
they're
on.
Gonna
let's
have,
go look
they're going to have Pospisil. They're going to have
I mean,
Raonic.
I'm assuming
there are a lot
those...
of really good Canadian tennis players.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's FAA and I'm assuming it's FAA and Shapovalov, but I was just trying to confirm that.
I mean, Raonic.
Damn it, looks like they don't have their team yet. France, then it's France, Croatia, U.S., and Serbia are the seeds.
Serbia.
Who is the Serbian players?
Djokovic. Djokovic might
play. Oh, yeah, Krejcanov, Djokovic, and Lajovic.
That's a pretty good team.
That's a very good team.
I mean,
oh, here we
not,
go. I found Canada's
win,
team.
But...
Yeah, we were right. It's Pospisil, Shapovalov, FAA, Nerijanic. Yeah. And so, okay, the USA's group is tough, though, man. They got Italy, who is Fognini, Travaglia, and Magher. Remember
okay,
the players?
That's a pretty easy dub right there.
Fognini, though, is going to be Fritz and Opelka.
No, it depends on what surface.
Depends. And then the other team is Colombia, who kind of sucks.
So it's just those three?
Yeah, it's six group, or it's a lot of groups of three.
The
it's
US
Spain,
come
Russia,
out of that,
Ecuador group, Canada, Kazakhstan, and Sweden are group.
Kazakhstan, Mikhail Kuzmichkin, and actually Mikhail Kuzmichkin and Alexander Bublik are not a bad team.
No, not at all. Let's see if they're both playing real quick. Confirm. Yeah, those are the only two players they have named so far. You got France, Great Britain, and the Czech Republic are group.
Great Britain might not be that good. I feel like that's average.
I don't think Evans or Murray's playing now.
Murray's brother probably is, so that's a doubles point.
Sure.
But that's about it.
Croatia, Australia, and Hungary are a group.
Croatia is Cilic, I believe.
It's Cilic and someone named Borna Gojo.
I don't know who that is.
He's ranked 238th in the world.
Ouch.
And then it's the USA's group. And then it's Serbia, Germany, and Austria, which is a loaded group.
That's loaded. Serbia.
If their best players are playing, which unfortunately for everyone else, they are not, that group is loaded.
Serbia, wow. So that would be Zverev, team, and
Djokovic.
Holy shit.
All right. Davis Cup talk over now that I've fulfilled my need to see the draw. So let's talk back to women's Wimbledon. So yeah, a lot of injuries are happening, which is surprising. And I mean, there's a great story here in the wild card.
Radulescu, I think, right?
No, it's Raducanu. She is ranked she's 18. She's someone the 300s of the world. She got a wild card. She's in the Sweet 16.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, I respect it. She's
golf.
Balling.
I'm gonna give you a hot take right now, actually. Now I'm looking at the draw. Whoever wins the golf Kerber match wins the tournament.
That is a hot take.
That is a hot take.
Kauf Gerber is gonna be on Tuesday, right? Yeah.
I think all the matches. I thought everything was on Monday.
Really? No, I think they would split it. I think it would be top half, bottom half, right?
Probably. That doesn't make sense. For some reason, I thought I remember all. A lot of round four. Hang on, we're gonna look at the event schedule. For some reason,
I don't think it'd be up for Monday yet. Not yet.
No, there's the event schedule where it just says everything. No, yeah, all round four matches are Monday.
Then,
all gentlemen and ladies singles round of 16 matches are on Monday.
Then do they take a break, a day off? Like what?
It goes into quarters. Yeah, it's after that they split it. So it's Tuesdays quarters. Tuesday and Wednesday are quarters. Thursdays or Friday are semis. Saturday, women's final. Sunday, men's final.
Interesting. Ugh, I'm so excited for... So, I'm going to be with my family for the Wimbledon final, so it's going to be pretty hype.
That
so
will be
excited.
Fun.
I know, right? So
Medvedev, you better win or I lose $50. Please, Medvedev, win.
What's the score? I know I'm watching a 4-3 15 love right now.
I am at 4-3 15 love as well, but because I was on the Wimbledon website, I know the actual score, and it is much worse for me.
Oh, dude, Tillich is playing like.
Meaning, Tillich is about to. Tillich is gonna hold. That's what I mean.
Tillich always holds.
I know, but he needs to get broken.
All right. Well, do you want to take a commercial break and come back and talk about something else?
Sure.
Cool.
Other sports, yes. There are other sports besides Wimbledon.
I mean, somehow I don't believe it really, but I guess there is.
All right. So. Breaking, but not really breaking news, because everyone should have seen this coming with how bad the injury looked. Giannis isn't playing tonight.
So, but...
officially.
But they just beat the living crap out of him last game.
I mean, so. Yeah, they're still going to win the game. But he was officially ruled out when we were recording our last segment, and I thought it was my responsibility as a journalist, not really a journalist, I'm a podcaster, to relay that information.
That's a stretch right there.
We're journalists.
Sure. Call it that. No, but honestly, if Giannis isn't 100% healthy, the Suns are winning.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the Hawks can maybe force a game 7. But
well,
the
Suns at are home, win. Yeah, you would
the
hope.
The Suns are going to win the title, and it's going to be really funny.
The Suns, I think are the massive favorites right now.
They got to be. The only problem is they have a lot of rest again. Rest versus rust.
Yeah, but I think they have home court, and they don't really lose at home that much.
That's a good point. That's a fair point.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure if you don't think that Chris Paul and Devin Booker for their first NBA Finals aren't going to be 110, you think they're going to be rusty? You think Chris Paul isn't going to give 100,000% every single game?
I think waiting this long for the next game is going to make anyone rusty.
Yeah,
Medvedev
so
just double-faulted to lose the second set.
I saw that.
Oh, my God. I'm about to lose $50.
Oh, well, he could always come back.
That's really unfortunate for Frank.
No, but I think this year's NBA Finals, I'm assuming it's going to be the Bucks-Suns. That's actually a really good Finals. Like, I know it's not any, like, big names. Like, it's fucking Milwaukee and Phoenix, but...
Biggest markets in the world. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah. I think the quality of basketball is going to be very, very, very good. Because I think those are the two most complete teams in the league. I've been saying that all year long. The Suns have, what, two true guards and a two-way player in Ayton and just wings that can just shoot and just fucking absolutely ball out. And they're just very balanced. And, like, they know their style and they want to play it. They play defense. I think both the Bucks and the Suns play defense. So, honestly, that's the bet in the NBA Finals. I think it's going to be unders all day long.
Defense is boring.
Yeah, but no, defense wins championships and these guys want to fucking stop.
Yeah, but Daniel, defense is boring.
I'm sorry, honestly, I like basketball when there's more defense. I don't like football when there's more defense. I like football when there's more offense. But I think it'll be interesting because I don't know. I think both these teams are actually gonna fucking want it. They're gonna try their motherfucking hardest.
I mean, every fucking team in the playoffs wants it.
Didn't look like the Nets did.
Well, Kyrie doesn't want anything but the earth to be flat, so he doesn't count.
I mean, every other team, I guess, yeah. Because I thought the Suns-Clippers series was kind of crazy. Just because everyone hated each other.
Yeah, I mean...
Book and PG yelling at each other every single game was probably the funniest thing. And then Pat Beverly just being...
He's suspended.
Absolute, yeah, because he just like fucking pushed Chris Paul, right?
Yeah, I got suspended for that. One game.
Oh, he has to miss the start of the season. Oh, no.
What a punishment.
What a
he
bad
should consider, punishment. He should consider retiring.
Honestly, he should.
That punishment is pretty bad.
Oh, that's so funny. Everybody hates the Suns. I think they're all dicks, but like they know it. But I think the Suns might be the most fun team to watch in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, there's a case for that. They're definitely one of the younger teams too, without Chris Paul.
Okay, they're gonna have to pay people though. My actually question is, who's the favorite for the 2022 NBA championship?
I mean, if they're healthy, the Nets are going to be the champ, the favorite.
Or the Warriors.
Nah, I think it'll be the Nets, then especially the Lakers, then the Warriors.
But
yeah, but Clay, the problem is always going to be Clay's torn two ACLs. He's always going to have a little less in the tank now, just because that's a tough thing to come back from 2 years in a row.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, Lakers aren't getting Dame.
No, the Lakers aren't getting Dame. No one is getting Dame. All Dame these fans stings. Are like, we're going to trade our 13th guy off the bench and 2 second-round picks and get Dame are idiots.
Dame's arguably the best player in the league.
No, he's not.
I think so.
Kevin Durant exists.
Okay, Kevin Durant
LeBron exists. James exists.
LeBron James is not the best player in the league. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying people better
than he's one of the best leaders in the league. I think I'll agree with that, but
Dame's a top five player, but he's not.
I think people are scared to play him. I just think people play worse when they play him because of who he is.
It's a little bit. Medvedev looks scared right now. Jesus Christ.
Medvedev is getting booty clapped.
How are you losing this badly to Cilic? How are you this bad of a player?
Cilic loses to everybody now.
How is Medvedev number two in the world? I could beat him right now.
Honestly, I don't know how Medvedev is two in the world. I think it's because he's gotten to a few finals, right? A few Grand Slam finals?
I think so.
Dude, he's just horrible. Honestly, he plays such a weird stuff. Anyway, so I guess moving on from professional to college, what are your initial thoughts on the first few days of the absolute Armageddon of the NIL era?
I hate it because it's blowing up my social media with all these sponsored posts about college athletes that I just do not want to see.
Dude,
do not
that's exactly – okay, why is Barstool IU and basically every single Barstool account is doing this? They're posting all of their Barstool athletes. Like, we know.
Yeah. It's really, really – if I knew it was going to be this annoying, I wouldn't have been in favor of it. I don't need to see your fucking ads for your products with some third-world Russian tornado product or whatever the fuck you're trying to sell me. I do not care. Make your money for your TV deals and go away. Stop putting your sponsored ads on my social media.
Because I think it's so interesting because basically there are now however many D1 athletes there are, I'm going to say like 10,000. There are like now 10,000 new influencers and who are trying to make money all at once through this fucking ridiculous things. And they think having a following of 2,000 people is going to be the best thing ever.
Here's the thing is, I'm just waiting for this all to backfire and start controversy when one of these very attractive volleyball or softball players who already have a bit, or gymnastics, who already have a big following on TikTok or one of these other social medias, makes an OnlyFans, and then it back, then everyone's like, oh my God, this has gone too far.
Well, because they can't do it because
it's coming.
I mean, it could, but I don't think it will because they aren't allowed to do like pornography or like they're not allowed to like advertise beer products. So, like same thing with BYU, their athletes can't sponsor coffee.
It's different because OnlyFans isn't technically a porn website, so they could advertise for it.
I don't know.
Oh, trust me, there's a big deal about this on Twitter right now because Barcel wrote an article about this. OnlyFans wants to kick all their porn people off the website so they can get funding, like head fund funding. So the NCAA athletes could get away with doing an advertisement deal for them easily.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. I guess former pornographic content.
And it's going to have a discussion of who does it first. And it's going to be really funny.
No, but this is how long is it going to be? Well, actually, I have a lot of points to bring up about this. First off, how long is it going to be until everything dies down and we get back to like old college sports?
A while.
Like apparently all these they're not professional athletes. I like to think that they think that they are, but I like to think that they think that they think they are.
I have a question for you on that real quick, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Go ahead.
Do you know if they still get their living stipend and everything? Because I have a problem with that if they still get their living stipend.
That's actually really interesting.
They now make, I know some schools give them stipends for rent and food.
If you get full ride, that is food, housing, and yeah, so you'll still get your living stipend.
Yeah, I think the education should be free, but no more, or maybe a little less rents and food, because you're not making money. You don't need it.
Well, yeah, because that was supposed to be for like their jobs, because they weren't allowed to have one.
Yeah, so now you're making money off your image. It's a job. Now you're just, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I think college athletics is going to change so much within the next 5 years. Oh, my God. Like, imagine seeing like a SEC on CBS thing, and then seeing like a Joe Burrow commercial, or like whoever is a big, like Bryce Young. Imagine like Bryce Young doing an AT&T commercial, and then he's just playing quarterback.
Well, you know, if Penix starts, oh my God, that caught the line. Are you kidding me?
It's actually, I like that we're on the same feed, because right now Chilich is bouncing right now.
Yeah, I think you're like 30 or 40 seconds ahead of me.
No, the ball was just in. Like right now, I'll tell you when he hits the serve. He hits the serve right now.
Okay, you're like maybe a second ahead of me. Probably on the same feed because of the delay in the recording, I would guess.
All right, I respect that.
Okay, no, but yeah, my live reaction to me yelling about my bat.
No, but like...
So now, give me your thoughts again on your NIL. Sorry, I interrupted for that question I just thought of.
So I guess my thoughts on the NIL is that they become influencers, right? And I think these guys think that they're going to be professional athletes. I guess it's not really the same. I was reading IU's rules on it, and it basically says that it's giving opportunities, like equal opportunities to students. So like, you know how there's a lot of sorority girls who like sponsor like random clothing brands or something, right?
Sure.
Sure, like that's a thing. I guess it's giving those opportunities to athletes when they normally couldn't. But I feel like a lot of times athletes, and like what I've seen right now, are that they're taking it a lot more seriously than the rule change depicts.
But here's the thing, is it's not making it equal, because if you or I got a sponsorship deal, we're gonna be making like $5, like we do on this podcast, like we do on our total listens on this podcast, $5.
Yeah,
these athletes are gonna be making thousands.
They probably will be, and I guess that's fine. Like, it's, they're not all gonna become like millionaires. They're just gonna have more money to spend. But I mean, I respect it, because look, if you're 18 and 21, profit off of how popular you are, like that. I absolutely respect it. And then I think that definitely, like, one of the benefits is that I see how basically like it'll make people more well off. And sometimes these guys aren't the smartest individuals, so they might have a difficult time getting a job after college, because it depends what they're majoring in. There are many exceptions, especially at IU and Kelly, but like, especially having a few thousand dollars in the bank when you graduate is going to be a hell of a lot better than having nothing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Well, my biggest takeaway on this is, Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back.
That's the funniest thing. He will. I mean, I think he's going to get it back.
He won't get it back, because it doesn't matter if it's legal now. It's still illegal then.
Yeah, it's like being in jail for marijuana.
Yeah. Just because it's legal now in some states doesn't mean it wasn't illegal when you did it. You still broke the law then. You still broke the rules.
Yeah, I mean... It would be nice if they could do it. Obviously, I guess the Heisman committee didn't really want to like take it away that much. They said they'll give it back, but I don't know. It's this whole thing. Have you looked at Reggie Bush highlights?
Yeah, they're insane. Reggie Bush was insane. That's why Reggie Bush got a lot of some money under the table.
That's why he got $300,000.
And I guarantee you, most athletes will not be making 300 grand.
No, no.
Now, the ones of Reggie Bush's caliber could make that, potentially.
Like, Michael Penix, I feel like, is like a – he's probably going to be – well, Trace, I think Michael Penix is more popular than Trace.
Oh, Michael Penix is much more popular than Trace.
Because I feel like he's much more nationally known.
Michael Penix gets talked about national media on ESPN as being one of the best returning players in college football. No one says that about Michael or about Trace.
Well, I think he's preseason all like preseason Big Ten player of the year.
Yeah, but this is, we're talking national here.
Nationally, yeah, but I don't know. I guess
ESPN was basically sucking Penix off before he got hurt last year.
Oh, absolutely. And then he's had like three knee injuries though. Dude's a twig.
Yeah, the dude needs to be a little less mobile.
But no, like this would definitely benefit. Like, I think this rule definitely benefits Michael Penix a lot more, because if he has random brand sponsorships now, even if it is for a year, I don't think he's going to get drafted very high. Like, he's going to be well off for like the rest of his life.
So
but...
my take on Penix is he has the talent of a late first or early second round pick. The problem is his knees are going to make him, are going to make him like a fourth or fifth at best. Because no one's going to take the rookie quarterback who's already torn the same ACL twice. As unfortunate as it is, because I think Penix is an incredibly talented quarterback.
No, he's so good. But, I mean, that's kind of disappointing. It's his lost potential. And, like, you know it, too. He's got to know it.
Oh, he definitely knows it.
Yeah. That's why he's got to play really well, or else it's going to be rut-row.
I think that if IU's undefeated coming into the Ohio State game again, or even if they only have one loss and it's the Cincinnati,
or Iowa,
you're going to see, even Iowa, you're going to see a lot of ads with Penix and then whoever the hell's quarterback for Ohio State hyping the game up, because, I mean, that's going to be a national broadcast.
Oh, I think if IU's undefeated, I believe it is College Game Day.
I think we looked at this before, and there was another big game that week.
It would have to depend on rankings.
I said that before, and I think you talked to me. I think you talked me out of it. I'm almost positive you did, actually, because there was another good game that weekend. Hang on.
Wasn't it USC Notre Dame?
I think it might have been.
I know also that weekend is – that also might be North Carolina Miami, but I think IU Ohio State is a better game than North Carolina Miami.
Okay, so the week we play Ohio State on Saturday,
I believe it's week eight.
Alabama Tennessee play each other.
That's not that big, unless Tennessee's like undefeated. Tennessee's always overhyped in football.
No, maybe I was wrong about this.
I might have talked you out of...
No. It is USC Notre Dame. You talked me out of it because of that.
Yeah, that is literally always College Game Day.
It shouldn't be.
Especially since Notre Dame's actually going to be good.
I think we'll be better. The best.
Yeah, right now we're like the number one...
In the first ever Drop a Deuce top 25, IU's number one.
Honestly, we should make a top 25. That would be really funny.
All right, IU number one.
Okay, IU number one, Bama number two.
Ohio State unranked.
Ohio State completely out of it. Northwestern number seven.
Now we're going to roll the rest of number nine. Give them a little lower.
Oh, come on, they're good. No, but still okay.
Top 10.
One last thing on the NIL. I guess it's not even like the NIL. It's more Barstool NIL. This is literally just free marketing for Barstool.
Like, that's the point. The athletes are going to get a following off their name, and Barstool's going to get a ton of money off marketing because these stupid TikTok kids are like, oh my God, look at my favorite TikToker wearing it. I'm going to go buy their shirts.
I'm a Barstool athlete now. Nothing happens but it, but I can put it in my bio. Oh my God.
How many kids faking being college athlete just to get free merch do you think have applied to that?
I think they might do a little bit of background. I don't think they're accepting. I don't know if they're accepting everybody. It definitely seems like they are.
I think they're accepting all D1 athletes. I don't think they want, no offense to D2 or D3. There isn't a lot of marketing value in a D2 or D3 athlete.
Well, because apparently every single IU athlete now is a Barstool athlete. There's so many. There's like two on the volleyball team. There's.
It's not surprising. IU is a huge. The thing is, IU is a Power 5 school with a gigantic student body and a gigantic alumni body.
Oh, don't we have like the largest alumni base in the nation?
We have one of them. Let's see. I'm looking at this now. Indiana softball, I'm guessing, is SB.
I know
Water
Indiana
polo.
softball,
Water
water. There have been a
polo.
few water polo girls. I didn't
Water
realize how cute the
polo.
water polo team was.
Jesus Christ. Why are there so many female water polo players in this? Wrestling, volleyball.
There's a lot of football.
What the fuck is Indiana FH?
Field hockey.
Oh, field hockey. It would not be that. Rowing? Are you fucking kidding me? We have a rowing team?
I don't know anymore.
Let's see. Football for the men now. Football. Football. Soccer. Soccer. Football. Long snapper. Wow. What a guy. Football.
Yeah, so it's basically anybody that applies gets it,
I
but
have not heard of a single one of these football players.
I think all the it depends on who it is, because some of them are bigger, some of them are not, but it's really just like the people that aren't going to get any deals anywhere else. I
No,
feel
I
like
think the soccer players are actually pretty good.
the soccer players are pretty good,
The
but
names sound familiar, and I've only watched three soccer games,
I watched the
and it.
last three soccer games
Yeah,
of
exactly.
this year.
It was the last three. So therefore, if their names sound familiar, they're good.
Yeah, well, I know Yeagley is like the family of like IU soccer players. It's like there's like three Yeagleys on the team, and the dad's the coach. So you've definitely heard of the last name.
Oh my God, Chilich, go away.
Chilich is just being a fucking goob.
Chilich, you're ruining my life right now, honestly.
I think Medvedev wins the set in a tiebreaker.
Oh, he needed that ball to be in. No, he's gonna get broke in his next service game and lose the set.
No, I think he's losing. I think he's winning the breaker. I think it's going to be 7-6, 3-6. I think 6-7. I think Medvedev wins a set, and I think Chilich wins it in four.
He can barely win a point on return. I don't know how he's gonna win the set. In a
He's won two
breaker.
points this game.
Yeah, and then he loses four in a row.
Jesus, what a guy.
Doesn't help his cause. Okay, so before we end the podcast, which I know we should because we're getting a little long, I do think we should touch a little bit on just random topics, have some fun to end it. I watched a very interesting movie last night when I was very high.
Wait, what'd you
So first of
watch?
all, it's legal, guys. It's Delta 8 THC, which is federally legal, so it's all
We love
okay.
that. We love
And
that.
I watched a movie called The House. Where it's Will Ferrell, fuck, I forget her name. I think it's Amy Poehler is the woman. The problem with her is she's one of those people I can only remember as a character's name, like Ted from How I Met Your Mother. I have no clue what the actor's name is. I just know him as Ted.
Ted.
She's one of them, and I know her as Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. And it's really bad that I don't
Oh,
know her
Amy
name.
Poehler.
Yes, thank you. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Amy, we love Amy Poehler.
It's her, the guy who played Ra have you seen The League?
Yes.
The guy who played Raffi from The League
Really?
is
He
one of
was
the
in it?
main he's one of the main three. Ruxin from The League, Nick Kroll's in it,
Oh,
and
wow.
the guy who played Russell from The League is in it.
Oh, Russell.
Those are all like, yeah, the League has like some of the main characters are just really funny about that
Dude, I
TV
love The
show.
League. That was such a good TV
Oh, it's a
show.
great, we're talking about that in a second. So basically, Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, and Raffi from The League run a gambling ring in their house so they can get Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler's daughter to college. It's really funny.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
And okay, so then yes, now onto The League. The League is one of my favorite TV shows, and it is so underrated.
It's so underrated. I mean, sometimes it's weird and like that. I guess like that happens, but
I mean, all TV shows have weird and uncomfortable episodes, but that's okay.
yeah.
Taco from The League should be in the conversation for greatest television characters.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's insane. He's awesome. They have so many good characters in that show
Oh my God,
between
Chilich.
Taco, Ruxin, everyone is great. Yeah, Chilich just did a great point to say a break, because of course he did.
Because why not?
Why would I have any of this joy in my life?
No, you can never have
I
joy in
work
your
at
life.
3 a.m. every day, and all I want to do is win a couple bets on the weekend. And
But
imagine, and
apparently that can't even happen.
Chilich is ruining that.
All right, I think we wrap it up.
All right, we wrap it up there. This was a weird episode. Daniel, I will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you guys again for listening to another episode of the Joppa Deuce podcast, even though you guys probably didn't get through it.
They got through it.
Oh, they better have. If we did, you guys can too. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you again next time.
Hey, Daniel, you want to play Euchre?
I'm done.
All right.